1 Corinthians 1:18.
Yes.
For the preaching of the cross is them that perish foolishness. But unto us, which are saved, is the power of God.
That's right.
My title is this, The Cross, the Power of God.
Yes,
sir. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I love you tonight, Lord. Lord, I thank you for what you've done to me, Lord, what you've done for me, Lord. Lord, I ask you to save the lost, encourage the saints, and to help your servant. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The cross, the power of God.
Amen.
I'm going to preach about why the cross. I want to preach about why the cross.
Right.
Well, the first point is the position of the cross. Matthew 10:38, and he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me.
Right.
He that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. You can't hang with it. How much you can't you hang with it? When you ask him to save you, pick up that cross and follow him.
Yes.
Means to accompany.
Amen.
To accompany.
Yes.
And when you accompany somebody, you have the same beliefs. You walk the same. You go the same.
Amen.
You accompany them. To follow, you need some things. You need strength. Psalms 18:1-2, the chief musician of musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spake unto the Lord the words of his song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul.
Yes.
And he said,
yes,
I will love thee, O Lord, my strength.
Yes,
O Lord is my rock.
Amen.
And my fortress.
Yes, sir.
And my deliverer.
Amen.
My God, my strength.
Yes.
In whom I trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. See, God is his strength, he's saying. See, that's what we ought to be saying. God is our strength, not the government. But God,
amen.
God is our strength. God is our rock.
Amen.
He's steady. He won't falter. He's our rock. We count on him. And he's our fortress. He's our fortress, our protector.
Amen.
He's our protector. And my Lord is my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. He's your deliverer. He'll save your soul if you let him,
amen,
brother. I'm telling you, he's your deliverer. He's my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. I'll trust you, Lord. I'll trust you. I'll trust you with everything I got, Lord.
Amen.
I trust you. What you said, you're going to take me to heaven. I trust you. That's where I'm going to go. I'm going to go to heaven. I trust the God tonight. I trust Jesus Christ tonight to take me there. I trust him. He's my buckler. He's my shield. And the horn of my salvation. You see, I'm going to let everybody know that I'm saved. I ain't ashamed of it.
Amen.
I ain't ashamed of the fact that I'm saved.
Amen.
I ain't ashamed of the fact that Jesus had to die for me and my sins on Calvary's cross and raised the third day so that I could go to heaven. I ain't ashamed of that fact.
Right.
And he's my high tower. My protector.
Yes,
he's my protector. It is God that girdeth me with strength and hideth and maketh my way perfect. You know he's perfect?
Yes, Lord.
He's perfect tonight.
Yes,
right.
He's perfect.
Yes,
and being perfect, Job says that Job was a perfect and unjust, a righteous man. A perfect and righteous man in his days. What does that say? Preacher, that's saying Job done the best he could with what he had. Job done the best he could with what he had. in those days. We got the entire Word of God. What's our excuse?
Yes, sir.
We got the entire Word of God.
Right.
Right before, we got the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Well, 24 hours a day. What's our excuse?
Right.
But Job wouldn't put no excuses there. God said that about Job.
He did.
But what's our excuse? What's our excuse? Why can't he say something like that about somebody here? Or somebody out there? What's our excuse? Now know I that the Lord saith his anointed, he will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. I like that word holy.
Amen.
You know, there's not many places to hear that word holy anymore.
That's right.
You know, most people have done away with holy.
Right.
But see,
yep.
Holy is still H-O-L-Y. It's still a biblical word. It's still in the book. It's a holy heaven. You know, I'm not going to a stolen heaven. I'm going to a holy heaven.
Amen.
I'm not going to a lying heaven. I'm going to a holy heaven.
Yeah.
I'm going to holiness. That's what God is. God is holy.
Yeah.
I serve a holy God.
Yeah.
I serve a holy God. And I'm going to a holy heaven.
Yeah.
And don't that excite you? That you're going to a holy heaven.
Yeah.
It makes me want to shout, spit, sing, cry all at the same time. Brother, I'm going to a holy heaven.
Yeah.
I'm going to a holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand.
Yeah.
Not his left hand. But his right hand. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
Yes, sir.
And with all thy soul. With all thy mind. And with all thy strength. This is the first commandment.
Amen.
You know, it don't say we love him with all thy words. No, it don't say that. It says heart. But see, people today seem to think it means words. You can forget words. It don't say words. It says heart,
yes,
soul, mind, strength.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Do you love him tonight?
Right.
I mean, do you love him?
Right.
Do you love him with heart, mind, soul, and strength?
Yes.
So this is the first commandment. Do you love him tonight?
Amen.
Do you love him tonight?
Amen.
I won't even know it. Brother, I won't even know it. In 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. See, I had to learn that.
Yes.
I had to learn that scripture. May I glory in my infirmities.
Right.
You know, I kept saying, Lord, why? Why did I have to go through all that accident? I said, why, Lord? Then I got to read this. I got to understand this. I may glory in my infirmities.
Yes,
and the power of Christ may rest upon me. He says, but let's go a little further. Strength. We need strength.
Yes, sir.
We need courage.
Yes.
Courage. Psalms 27:14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage.
Yeah.
And he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait.
Amen.
And you know, I say, wait, don't get ahead of God. Don't get ahead of him. We may be full of zeal, but we don't want to get ahead of him. We want to wait in his time.
Yeah.
You know, we want to show the patience. We want to show patience.
Amen.
But see, a lot of people ain't got that much patience and want to get ahead of God. But we are to wait on the Lord.
Amen.
We have good courage. And he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Be of good, Psalm 31:24 says, be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. What word did you talk about hope? You say, I know that I'm saved. This hope is a no-so hope. It's a no-so hope. It's a hope. I know that I'm saved.
Yeah.
It's a no-so hope.
Yeah.
But let's go a little bit further. Not only strength, courage, but you need stickability.
That's right.
You need stickability. That's faith. 11:1-3 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
That's right.
And Luke 14:27 it says, whosoever doth not bear the cross, come back to me, cannot be my disciple.
Right.
That word verb is to endure. Endure.
Yes.
Then 12:2, Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despises the shame, and he sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. He endured. He bore our cross. He endured the cross. He despised the shame. He despised not the sinner.
Right.
That was joy to him.
Yes, sir.
You know what that means, joy? It means like, I got joy, 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 joy down in my heart.
Amen.
Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I got joy. See, joy is from happenings.
Amen.
It's from happening.
Yes, sir.
Emotions is happy.
Yes, sir.
But I got joy. These things can be going on around me. But I still got the joy that God put in my heart.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Thank you, God.
Philippians 2:8. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
Amen.
He humbled himself.
He did.
You know, he can call legions of angels. But he humbled himself. Took upon death. Nobody took his life from him. But he humbled himself. He humbled himself and laid it down.
Amen.
So that even the death of the cross.
Amen.
Even the death of the cross. He humbled himself.
Yes.
Isaiah 53:11 says, he shall see of the travail of his soul. And shall be satisfied. Boy, I'm glad he's satisfied tonight.
Amen.
I'm glad he's satisfied with me. He took good care of me.
Yeah.
I got no complaints.
None.
My God took care of me. I'm glad he's satisfied. He's satisfied.
Amen,
me.
Brother.
By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities.
Amen.
As endure. That's what bear means. But let's go a little bit further. I'm going a little further for Jesus.
Yes.
See, he went all the way for me.
Amen.
Right. So I go a little bit further for Jesus.
Amen.
I go a little bit further for
yes,
Jesus'
sir.
Sake. He went all the way for me.
Yes, he did.
The persecution of the cross. And being Galatians 6:12-15, and being his desire to make a fair show in the flesh, They constrain you to be circumcised. Only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh.
Yes,
sir. See, that they're not doing as God says do. See, they're wanting the glory because you listen to what they say.
That's right.
They want the glory. They want glory in that. They're not glorying in the cross.
Right.
They're glorying in the fact that you're listening to what they say. And it says, Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world, for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature.
That's right.
In other words, Christ is not by works.
Amen.
It's not by works. Yet, 13:21, Matthew 13:21, yet hath he not rooted himself, but endureth for a while, for when tribulation and persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended.
Yes.
He's offended. You know, people today, they get offended over anything.
Yeah.
They don't think about Jesus, what he had to do. They don't think about what he went through. No, they get offended over anything. To be in this thing and not get offended, you gotta have a tough skin.
Yes.
You gotta have a tough skin. Cause people are gonna offend you, they're gonna persecute you, some people will persecute you and not even know they done it. But you can be offended over anything if you let it.
Yes.
If you let it. Romans 8:35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
Amen.
Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Let me answer you that.
Amen.
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing's going to separate us from the love of Christ.
Right.
Nothing will.
Right.
He does so much for me. I don't feel worthy to be up here in pastor's pulpit because he's done so much for me. You know, I love Jesus.
Amen.
I love him with all my heart.
Yes.
He said, I like to think so. But see, sometimes you get in pride and you have to, I believe that's what God put me in for the infirmities. Because when I get in pride, I can come down.
Yes, brother.
But let's go a little farther. Why the cross? You perish without the God man on the cross. 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the preaching of the cross is them that perish foolishness, but in us which are saved is the power of God.
Yes.
Perish means to go to hell.
Right.
You'll go to hell without that God man in the middle.
That's it.
You'll go to hell.
Yes.
For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Yes.
He knows the way of the righteous, but the godly, the ungodly,
right,
shall perish.
Right.
They're going to go to hell.
That's true.
That's simple. It's Bible. It's Bible doctrine. It's Bible doctrine. Why do we not want to preach that these days?
That's right.
Why? I don't understand that.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Bible doctrine. It tells you about it. You're preaching too hard, preacher. You're preaching too hard. You're trying to be a dictator. Brother, it's Bible doctrine.
Yes.
Jesus hasn't changed his word.
Right.
He hadn't changed his word. Psalm 37:20, the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of the lambs. they shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away. The wicked shall perish. That's pretty simple stuff. You don't need a translator. You don't need a scribe. You don't need a new Bible.
Amen.
I mean, that's pretty simple. He says the wicked, those that are not saved are wicked.
Yes.
No matter what you've done,
right.
If you're not saved, you're wicked.
Right. That's
you're
right.
Wicked.
Yeah.
The Lord is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to the usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all, I like that word all, should come to repentance.
Yeah.
All should come to repentance. 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 All. He's not willing that any should go to hell, but that they come to repentance. They get saved. They get born again.
Yeah.
They repent.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a place for the wicked. It's called hell. Therefore hell hath enlarged herself. Isaiah 5:14. Therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it.
Yes.
Therefore hell hath enlarged herself. But let's go a little bit further.
Yes.
Why the cross? The peace of the cross.
Amen.
The peace.
Yes,
the peace. The peace of the cross.
Thank God. Yes.
The peace of the cross.
Yes, sir.
But the wisdom that is from above is first pure and peaceable,
yes,
gentle and easy to be entreated,
yes,
full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. You know, a lot of people are playing church these days. You know, you can turn the TV on and you see all these people playing church.
Oh, hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1 Peter 3:11, let him eschew evil,
yeah,
and do good.
Yes.
Let him seek peace and ensue it. James 3:16, and the one of you say unto them, depart in peace. Be ye warmed and filled. Notwithstanding ye of them, not those things which are needful of the body. But doth it profit? What doth it profit?
Right.
If I give up here, hand you out food for yourself, and don't preach the word of God to you, what's it going to do? The physical body might get full, but the spirit ain't going to get nothing.
Right.
So when we come to church, I think we need preaching. We need some preaching.
Yeah.
See, the world tries to get peace from a bottle. You can't do it.
That's right.
The world tries to get peace from drugs. You can't do it.
Amen.
They try to get peace from power, money. It's not possible. Some are proud, but the Bible says there's a fall for them. There's a fall for them. They go down to try adultery, fornication, and checking up,
yeah,
but they can't get peace.
That's right.
How do you get peace? It's simple. When you're drawn to Jesus, just ask.
Amen. Amen.
When you're drawn, you just ask.
Amen, brother.
For all have sinned, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Yes, sir.
Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. He shall go in and out and find pasture. Romans 10:13, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In conclusion, 1 Corinthians 1:18, what we started with. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved is the power of God.
Yes,
Brother Joe.
God bless you. Thank God for the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. What a good preaching. I appreciate Brother Patton. Amen. Thank you, brother. God bless you. I love you. Amen. Well, here's a word of faith.